This is your NPR News Station, 90.3 WBHM, 91.5 WSGN. I'm Esther Chamakili. At any given time, there are roughly 5 million broiler chickens being raised in Marshall County, Alabama. It ranks third in the state for poultry production. And while the industry creates more than 1,500 jobs, it also creates a lot of poultry waste. Some Marshall County residents say a Tyson chicken processing plant there is disposing of chicken remnants in a possibly health-threatening way. For more on this story, WBHM's Rachel Lindley spoke to Cody Owens, a reporter for the weekly newspaper Weld.
Well, I visited the Mitchell family who lives in Mount Hebron, which is just outside Boaz, Alabama. And they have been complaining since late 2011 of a smell that's coming from a holding pond where poultry processing plants, are taking renderings and dumping them in this open-air lagoon. The company who owns the lagoon, Recyc, they then take the leftovers and spread it on nearby fields for fertilizer. But it creates a pretty awful smell. And that is where the situation began.
So how long have the Mitchells lived in the area, and when did they first start noticing the smell from this pond?
Well, they've lived in the area their entire life, and they began smelling this in late 2011 when the operation began. They realized that there were tankers that were coming from this pond, and for 6 out of 7 days, they were applying it to lands by their home, and they said the smell is just unbearable. And that's when they began reaching out to the Alabama Department of Environmental Management and other state and local officials, trying to get an idea of what was going on and if this was something that is being regulated and if they have the proper permits.
What did the Mitchell family hear when they made inquiries to the state about if this dumping could be going on?
They have had basically no cooperation from anyone, and being in an unincorporated portion of Marshall County, it has complicated things immensely when it comes to trying to figure out who is in charge of looking into this operation.
And there's also been some negative effects to the environment for their neighbors beyond just the smell. Tell
right.
me about that.
Well, I spoke to several cattle farmers that live in the area, and they've noticed that their calves were becoming sick, and a lot of them were dying because they were watering out of a nearby creek, which they believe some of the leftover waste was being washed into. And they actually did some testing, and they realized that it was pretty rampant with E. coli. So after Lamont Dendy, the cattle farmer, fenced off the cows from going into the creek, he noticed that the problem stopped. He also had noticed that the lands in which they were applying this fertilizer, it wasn't doing the job properly. It would grow weeds and it would kill off any good grass. And he's denied them access to his farm on several occasions.
Well, even though these people are in an unincorporated part of Marshall County, surely county officials have taken note of this. What have they said and tried to do?
Well, the Marshall County District Attorney, Steve Marshall, he said that smell is a hard thing to quantify, and he's asked people in the area to rank the smell on any given day from 1 to 10 in order to, you know, lay out a pattern of how bad it smells. Since it's such a hard thing to quantify and a hard thing to basically file a lawsuit against public nuisance to get the operation to stop, he needs to show that this is something that has affected people over a long period of time.
From your reporting, it seems that this issue is increasing.
Well, it's definitely not something that is isolated to Alabama. Although, as far as I can tell, this is the only open-air lagoon in which chicken parts are taken after they've left the processing plant. I spoke with Michelle Merkel of the Food and Water Watch, which is a national nonprofit, and she has classified this as a national crisis, because the more chicken we eat and the more poultry production is going on, there's more parts that are left over, and we're basically running out of places to put them, as she put it. And it's something that needs to be regulated, and definitely if the Mitchells are any indication in their struggle, it's something that could stand to be looked into by state officials.
You've done a lot of reporting about the poultry industry in Alabama, so what are you looking to next in this issue?
I'm going to try to talk to officials and find out why this is not something that is being permitted and why they're not required to have permits. And if there's anything that can be done to dispose of these parts that benefits people that live in the community and doesn't harm the land and the potentially the waterways that the waste would run off into.
Well, it's a big story for Alabama and many other parts of the South. So thank you for joining me and telling me more about it.
Thanks for having me.